I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
44-year-old Sean of Pennsylvania was driving drunk after putting down about a dozen beers last week. That's a lot for anybody.
Jeez.
I mean, like, I could do a dozen beers in a day, but, like, that would be in a day. Like,
mine just would be a year, not even.
Yeah, you'd be like, you just smell it, you're like, woo,
yeah.
Mama's drunk. He realized he was too hammered, which I guess is kind of a good thing, but he still made a mistake because he drove to where he said it was a safe place to park his car and rest, so he didn't drive too much. What's the safest place? Well, his drunk brain told him, hey, how about you go park at a police station.
Wow. I mean, it is a safe place.
Yeah, but not to drive to when you've been drinking.
Yeah, he was like half right.
He was drunk and he ended up driving to the nearest cop station. I don't know if, like, did he use like Siri or like his maps or something like that? Like, take me to the local police department. He ended up driving across their grass and the sidewalk.
Nice.
And they're like, what's going on? He ended up pulling a station wagon into a spot next to some police cars. The cops saw him because they have, you know, people outside and also their cameras. So they came out and he told them, quote, I'm hammered. He pulled into the police station because, quote, I wanted to be in a safe place. He was arrested for drunk driving and the cops kept him in a safe place all night long.
Look, if he drives a station wagon, that's your sign right there. This guy's not totally all there.
Honestly,
only weirdos drive station wagons.
I don't know about that. I had a station wagon for a little bit.
Creep mobile.
Here's my thing though. Have you ever been in a station wagon? Because there's plenty of room usually to sleep in there. Or at least zonk out.
Get an SUV, something normal. If you need room, a minivan, but please, no station wagon.
He should have just slept in the station wagon. Would have been fine. 39-year-old David got pulled over for drunk driving in Connecticut on Tuesday when a cop saw him swerving all over the road. Now, after he pulled over, he jumped out of his car, marched straight at the cop yelling at him, and dropped a bunch of racial slurs. That's not good. But here's the thing. He wasn't even done, Alex. He was just getting started. He also chucked his phone at the police cruiser, walked back to his car and popped the trunk, then took out a bicycle.
Oh, was he just going to, like, pedal away?
He turned around from the officer and rode down the road, but then he turned around and came back. Not sure why he did, but apparently when he was approaching the cop, he wrecked his bike and landed headfirst on the pavement, almost knocking himself out.
Probably just needed to stretch his legs. He thought, a little exercise while the cop writes my ticket.
He's facing charges now for drunk driving, disorderly misconduct, interfering with an officer, driving without a license, and failure to keep right on a curve. And the cops, like, you know, like sometimes they can tack on everything if they feel like it.
Yeah.
They tacked on an additional charge for failing to stay to the right while riding a bicycle. So they gave him a bicycle ticket, too.
That's great.
And your final Dummy of the Day story today, a family in California held a ceremony on Tuesday night. They wanted to ward off evil spirits.
Been there, done that.
Which involves lighting a bunch of candles and they accidentally burn down their house.
Oh, that is so going to happen to me one day.
I know. Or a spider. You're going to try to catch it on fire. Firefighters were able to put it out within 20 minutes to keep it from spreading. Unfortunately, no one was injured. And they're not only, but they're not the only people that had big trouble last week with fire. There was a 46-year-old guy in Michigan, my home state, who was trying to burn some bees' nests on Wednesday when somehow he accidentally set himself on fire.
Oh my gosh, no.
What's wrong with people? Get
That's
an exterminator. Or just leave the bees alone. They're not gonna bother you. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.